This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The globalist's great error is to believe that as they collapse humanity, they end up on top. The truth is, humanity is coming down fast, but we're miles above them on our journey to hell.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
First, the Eastern Caribbean, then Cuba, now Naples, Florida, Marcos Island have been wrecked as the storm has come on the edge of the shore at a Category 3 and is pushing a huge storm surge up towards Tampa, set to hit there with its full intensity in the next 6 hours, but already causing 4 and 5 foot storm surge in. But it is not a biblical megastorm like it was 5, 6 days ago out in the Eastern Caribbean, where it would take prosperous islands with large concrete hotel structures and flatten them, making islands uninhabitable, like Barbados and others. So we're going to be tracking all of this today as it unfolds, but a strong hurricane slamming in to southern western Florida. But it's covering the entire state and is set more and more to go westerly. In fact, some paths have it going ahead after it hits Tampa, bouncing out to sea and could go up towards the Panhandle, Louisiana, Mississippi, or even Texas. But most tracks show it going up the western side, up into Georgia, up into the Carolinas. Here's the problem. The tracks that they had going back 2 weeks ago, a week ago, 3 days ago, 2 days ago, none of them were right. The tracks always showed it going out in the Atlantic or up the East Coast, and then the last few days going up the center of the state. And then now they show it going westerly, but you know, staying along the westerly side, with some now saying, oh, maybe it's going to track out to sea. But my experience with Katrina and so many others, it sits out in the eastern Atlantic, heats up, comes in, runs along the bottom of Florida. Katrina sat there for like 3 days just spinning off the coast and then zipped on over, as we all witnessed. This gives us a unique opportunity while the public is paying attention to weather to point out a couple big things. We have the UN, we have Al Gore, we have the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, we have Obama and all the folks who are invested in the carbon tax swindle, the big Hollywood folks as well, George Clooney's, saying it's your fault this happened. Even though back in the time of Christopher Columbus, they reported on storms in the Caribbean and storms in the southern United States that would knock over every tree when they made landfall. I've not seen a storm that knocks down every tree. So we know about mega storms. Sometimes that would go on for weeks. That would be, of course, 2 or 3 hurricanes or cyclones right behind each other, like we're seeing with Irma. And we've got Jose, and then we've got Tatia out in the western Caribbean spinning around. Tatia. I can't pronounce anything right. How do you say it? Katia with a K. Thank you. I don't have a teleprompter, but they do occasionally pop in my ear when I'm getting something wrong. So that's always good. But hey, I'm pretty good to get all these hurricane names right without a teleprompter. It kind of trains you to be focused, but I'm not too good on my Russian names, even though I supposedly get my orders from Vladimir Putin. Now, getting serious, we have some amazing guests today. When I say amazing, there's been a lot of new big developments the last few years in the area of geoengineering, namely that planetary weather control projects have been admitted by governments. Russia, China, Dubai, Qatar, Saudi Arabia, even South American countries are admitting it. But they always make fun of it in our news, and that's because the United States leads it. So there's been some big new developments. One of the leading researchers on this, Dane Whittington, is going to be joining us in the second hour. Stan Deo, amazing earthquake expert, one of the best tracking records out there of being able to predict earthquakes. We're going to get into why we saw the record earthquake a few days ago in Mexico, 8.1, 8.3, depending on the Richter scale report we see. That's the strongest ever recorded in Mexico. We're going to look at that and just talk about these huge developments dealing with the deep state and its deep projects.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Your habits, your facts, your fears, your bus, your address, your shoe size, your ears.
Dane Wigington, just one of the best researchers out there. He's a scientist engineer into geoengineering and weather modification, is going to be joining us coming up in the second hour. Stan Deo is going to pop in at the bottom of the hour. One of the top, he's an engineer with many letters behind his name, but one of the top accurate predictors, lay predictors of earthquakes. We're going to be talking to him and looking at some of the latest models dealing with earthquakes and why the strongest earthquake in Mexican history, in the history of Mexico, to be recorded, hit just a few days ago. And why are earthquakes and typhoons and hurricanes tied into that historically? That is all coming up. Because I don't want to just sit here and look at an event like this and say, oh, let's pay Al Gore some carbon taxes. You know, let's say that this is all man-made by individuals without looking at the fact that it's been the sun historically, and the science shows this. We had an astrophysicist on earlier today before I did my standard Sunday 4 to 6 p.m. We've been live since 9 a.m. this morning, myself and Leanne McAdoo and Owen Schroyer and, of course, David Knight and much of the crew, and we had a very esteemed physicist on, astrophysicist, from Harvard, getting into how the sun is the main driver. We're going to be airing some excerpts of that towards the end of the broadcast as well. Our own Millie Weaver hosting for 2 hours, interviewed him. Very powerful information. The sun is more than 99% of the climate. You know, whenever I say the sun's much bigger than the Earth, I'll throw out how many planet Earths it would take just to fill up the surface of the sun, but not the actual entire volume of the sun. So, will you guys pull up for me how many Earths can fit into the sun? Just to give you guys an example. It's an astronomical number. I don't want to get it wrong from memory. But imagine the UN and mainline meteorologists. They had a UN vote 7 years ago. University Today, 1.3 million Earths. The answer is it will take 1.3 million, that's 1,300,000 Earths, to fill up the sun. That's a lot of Earths. The sun makes up 99.86 of the mass of the solar system. And it's giant planets like Jupiter and Saturn, which make up most of the remaining 0.14% of the solar system. Do me a favor, print me that Universe Today article with the NASA data. So, see, I just throw out something like, the sun is thousands of times bigger than the Earth. Then I said that on air today, and I was like, wait a minute. Jupiter's like 300 times, and isn't Saturn 90 times? Let's just see if my memory's right. Probably isn't. And then I started thinking, wait, they admit you can put hundreds and hundreds of Jupiters in the sun. And you start looking at the numbers, it's tens of thousands of Jupiters and Saturns in the sun and all the other planets, because it's 0.14. So imagine 1.3 million, third rock from the sun, planet Earth, terra firma, 1.3 million. And we are third rock out. It's Mercury, Venus, Earth, Mars. It goes out from there. And they're telling us the sun has nothing to do with climate, even though we have the hurricanes and we have summer when we're tilted towards the sun. And then on the bottom of the Earth, when it's tilted around, it gets more sun for part of the year. Now, this is incontrovertible fact. It is the sun that heats more than 99% of the Earth. What heats the rest of it? Thermal vents, they account for, let's test my memory, less than 1%. Thermal vents, you know, volcanic heat that makes it up through the crust of the Earth, into the ocean mainly, and some volcanoes on the surface, but subterranean volcanoes, undersea volcanoes, above ground volcanoes. You got a lot of volcanic heat that comes up through hot water and springs. So you've got volcanoes under the ground, or you've got fissures down to the earth into magma, and then you've got the above ground volcanoes, and then you've got the undersea volcanoes in the big Pacific Rim and other areas. And that's the main thing, other than the sun heating the earth, and it's less than 1%, it's estimated. So the sun is the main system heating the earth. And in the summer, we have the hurricanes into the early fall, because the water gets the hottest towards the end of the summer. And even as it cools a little bit, still it takes time for that mass of water to dissipate that heat energy. I'm no scientist. This is all just admitted fact. But the UN 7 years ago, because all these scientists were coming out, astrophysicists from Harvard and other places, and were saying, what you're doing is a fraud, saying it's man-made and it's carbon dioxide. We are such a small effect. It's mainly the sun. They said, no, we don't want to hear that. So they had a vote at the Copenhagen event at the UN. But they were meeting Copenhagen, Denmark, for the treaty, for world government, carbon tax treaty, to track everything we do and taxes and make us pay money to private central banks anytime we did any human activity. Total global feudalist system. And they said at that event, we have voted with the UN scientists, the handpicked ones, that the sun has no effect on climate, keyword, change. Ladies and gentlemen, it is an absolute fact that when the sun goes into these heating cycles and dormant cycles that are roughly 11 to 12 year cycles, then it has super cycles, 120 year cycles, that the sun heats up and the sun heats down. The sun heats up, the sun heats down. When it's heating up, when it's having more thermal nuclear explosions inside of it, but at such a mass it contains those explosions, some of it ripples out on the surface as solar flares, as coronal mass ejections. And those fly out towards the Earth with all their heat. You feel it when you're outside. Not a conspiracy theory. You feel it outside. The plants live off of it, photosynthesis. And when we're pointed towards the sun, leaning towards it, we have the summer. And then as we turn away, we go to the fall. We're really turned away, we're the winter. And as we turn back in, it's the spring and it's the summer. I know 99% of you are saying, Jones, we know all this. 2 + 2 = 4. Well, under the program they wanted in the public schools with Obama, they said that 2 + 2 does not always equal 4 under Common Core. So they're engineering mass voodoo, mass mental illness. Whenever Christians, you know, say, oh, we're having hurricanes or tornadoes because of sodomy or something, people say, oh, you're a bunch of voodoo crazies, a bunch of superstitious. But then when Jennifer Lawrence, who I'm going to play when we come back, when she comes out and says that it is the fault of people voting Trump, Irma and Harvey, the Hollywood goes wild and says yes. And then they have the more pseudoscience version. The CNN and the New York Times have people on there going, yes, this is global warming man-made. We're paying for it from Mother Nature. So they're telling you that you're individually geoengineering everything. Individually in the aggregate, you're bad. But governments aren't geoengineering. But here's the problem. just like they had the Manhattan Project for 4 years, totally secret, hundreds of thousands of people involved, compartmentalized. No one knew, even when they tested an atomic bomb out in the desert in the United States, they just told folks, oh, that was some thunder. Never mind, go away. Until they dropped A-bombs on Hiroshima and Nagasaki in 1945. Now, that's a 1900 equation that gave us atomic bombs. Even the backwards North Koreans that can't even build their own cars or make their own toilet paper, they know how to make hydrogen bombs now because the Clintons and others gave them the technology. So imagine if they did that back in the 40s, what do they got cooking now? Well, here's the difference. They act like you're dumb animals. The globalists, the social engineers, the academics go have conferences, admit they're geoengineering, admit they're spraying, admit they're doing it all. Then they hire comedians. Globalist system is ridiculed. So they hire all the top comedians to go on all the shows and attack and make up stuff that I've never said to then say there's no such thing as geoengineering. So that you never have a debate about it and stay like an ignorant savage while they just move on and take full control of the weather, which is something you know governments signed a treaty in 1978 to do secretly amongst themselves, but to not tell the public. You're going to see it all, the proof coming up.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Solar superstorms are now slamming into the Earth, indirectly tied to increased storm power as they ionize the atmosphere, creating more particula for water droplets to form.
Waging war on corruption, it's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
The secrets of hurricanes, weather modification, geoengineering, and the sun. But the globalists don't want you to know. We're covering it all here live on this Sunday transmission during a 13-hour special broadcast. That's right. We started at 9 a.m. this morning, and we're going until past 10 o'clock tonight when I'm done at 6 o'clock Central. Rob Dew and, of course, Michael Zimmerman are both going to be hosting. The Earth is right in the Goldilocks zone. Too close to the sun, you'd be like Venus or Mercury. Too far away, you'd be like Mars. Too cold, not able to hold an atmosphere. We're right in the perfect spot. Why would the UN vote 7 years ago to say the sun has no effect on climate change? Because they want to blame you, and they want to play God and sell you on the idea that they can control weather, but only after they blamed you for the problems, then you've got to have a global tax for global geoengineering. My great frustration is this. I have read 60-page Council on Foreign Relations reports. I've read 30-plus page UN reports. I have read 400-page books on geoengineering. I've interviewed the father of weather weapons when it was declassified in 2006, and then he got a visit from the government. Ben Livingston would do no more interviews. And he's admittedly the former head of the Air Force program. And I'm informed, but mainstream media will say, Jones says the tornado was sent by Obama that hit Oklahoma City. Never said that. Or Jones says there's giant wasp living under the UN building. Never said that. These are quotes from Rachel Maddow and others. And then even people I know, people that say they're my friends who are on TV and radio will go, yeah, Jones kind of gets out there saying there's giant wasp under the UN building. Or Jones kind of gets out there saying there's slave colonies on Mars. I called up one friend and I said, I'll give you $100,000. You can show me saying that on video or audio over it. And you can't find it. It's a lie. I have a stack. It doesn't hurt me that I'm being attacked. In fact, it makes me more popular, more successful, but they're building this big straw man of me. And so as they build this giant fake straw man to try to attack the human awakening and create that as a symbol, try to make me a symbol of falsity, the shadow of the giant lie they've built makes my operation, who I really am, bigger for those that actually come and find us. But see, there's a race to build this big, giant Alex Jones. I mean, 7 TV shows airing weekly, some 5 nights a week in primetime slots where the host is supposedly me, and they say the most racist, horrible crap. And one episode is, I'm Alex Jones, and I hate people with long hair. And they just repeat jokes about long hair. So, and then people with long hair suddenly see me and go, F you, man! Never said it. Then the next episode, Alex Jones hates gays. Then goes through things I've supposedly said. Alex Jones hates blacks. Remember Alec Baldwin playing the part of the president on Saturday Night Live? I'm Alec. I'm President Trump. I don't like black people. They're not humans. I learned it from Alex Jones. Infowars.com, Alex Jones. Now, why would you do that? Because they think their viewers are idiots. And they're inoculating them psychologically every episode. I hate women. They'll even cut this out, but I don't care. They're deceivers. They say, I say, I hate women. I hate gays. I hate trannies. Or they say, oh, that's the proper term. You know, use trans, Alex. You're being hateful. There's no way to win. I hate black people. I hate Hispanics. And they just continue to put it out. In fact, if a new listener tuned in, they're probably thinking, come on, Alec Baldwin didn't come out and say, those aren't humans, those are black people. I learned it from Alex Jones, okay? Maybe you can cue that up. People won't believe that. I mean, it's every show, but it's not like a couple of Saturday Night Lives attack me. It's two shows they've got on Comedy Central every day attacking, or 5 days a week. It's two shows on HBO. It's a Showtime show, and it's a bunch of other ones. I mean, it's everywhere. Why? If you know the answer to that, you'll know how to defeat them. Because I do one thing that anybody else could do. I go out to the actual white papers from MIT, NOAA, the major corporations, the defense industries, all of them. They all want to brag about what they've done to shareholders, or they want to brag to other scientists so they will thinly couch this stuff. But they admit they're already trying to geoengineer the whole planet. I don't think they have full control because the sun's so powerful. That's why they're actually in competition with the sun and mad that they're not God. And I'm not saying the sun's God, but if you were an atheist, it might as well be your God. Because they say in like 10 minutes, the surface would be freezing if the sun's full radiation didn't happen. You know, it'd say high noon. Within days, it'd be absolute zero through much of the earth, but still the core would be molten for a while. The sun is 1.3 million times bigger than terra firma, than this planetoid we're on. It's the driver. And they're trying to manipulate, but all they can do is nudge and already take weather systems that the sun has created and then try to control those. But coming up, I'm going to go over the latest with the hurricane and so much more. And we have some special guests joining us, but I'm going to show you if you're a TV viewer. For radio listeners, these are all posted on Infowars.com, but you don't have to believe me. You can go to departmentofdefense.gov, and you can read DOD news briefing, Secretary of Defense William S. Cohen, briefing them on their new weather weapons and their tectonic earthquake and volcano weapons. You might want to read that for yourself. It's right there in the report. We're going to go over that for you. We're going to continue. U.S. Air Force has dispatched its air sprayer, C-130s, to Texas in response to Hurricane Harvey. They can do weather modification. They can do chemical cleanup. They can also do anti-mosquito spray. And they're massively increasing the fleet of them. The point is, it's going on. The average person's compartmentalized. Don't even know the full mission systems. Council on Foreign Relations is developing an international framework for geoengineering. That's from 2010, 7 years ago. It's a 60-plus page report. I suggest you read it. Oh, here's one from last year, June 29th. Central Intelligence Agency News and Information press release with the Director Brennan speaking at the Council on Foreign Relations about their ongoing program for world government and total geoengineering program. Suggest you might want to read it for yourself. Let's continue. That's at CIA.gov, by the way. Oh, here's another one. But again, just have a few comedians come out and laugh at me. And then, see, all the intellectuals, though, they're reading CIA.gov. They're reading The Atlantic. They're reading CFR. They're reading about, oh, the company's doing it. Now, Dubai and Qatar and Russia and China are all doing it with ground-based electromagnetic systems to control the weather. Here's The Atlantic Monthly. Re-engineering the Earth. Oh, yeah. Only the global governments do it, though. U.S. Air Force is dispatching air sprayers. Here's another one. Reflecting upon 10 years of geoengineering research. Well, we got a big report here. Climate. Cloud ionization, electric rainmaking, and laser-guided weather modification. And right as all this comes out, they got a big movie, Geostorm, coming out next month, right on time. Stay with us. Today, I'm excited to announce that a new limited shipment of DNA Forces finally arrived at the InfoWars warehouse in Austin, Texas. We have thousands of listeners on the waiting list who've signed up for AutoShip to receive out-of-stock products at DNA Force, and we are now once again expected to sell out very, very soon. And when it comes to a formula that is such a game-changer like DNA Force, we never know when we will be able to secure an additional supply of the key ingredients. The secret behind DNA Force is its powerful lineup of patented ingredients like CoQ10, systematic enzymes, NAR lipoic acid, BioPQQ, and many others. BioPQQ alone is backed by an unprecedented 175 clinical studies, and just one batch of this stuff costs us more than $30,000. Visit InfoWarsLife.com and read the reviews for yourself. Over 700 reviews have given DNA Force an unheard of 4.8 out of 5 stars through our third-party certified review agency, Power Review. Take advantage of this new limited shipment and get DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com before it sells out again. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
If you're an unincorporated business owner, it's too late for you. That is, if you've already been sued and lost your home, your car, and your personal life savings. But if you haven't been sued yet, there is still time to incorporate and protect your personal assets. And the first step is just a phone call away. Because Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation toolkit to all business owners, including exclusive information on how to start and grow your business. For your free incorporation toolkit, call now 1-800-936-9256. Incorporation is the shield that protects your personal assets. Without it, you could lose everything. That's why at Incorporate.com, they just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. They don't provide legal or financial advice. If someone sues tomorrow, will you lose everything? Don't wait until it's too late. Call now for your free incorporation toolkit. Hurry, they're still giving them away for free at 1-800-936-9256. Call 1-800-936-9256. That's 1-800-936-9256.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Watch me! Watch me! I got it! Watch me! I got it! Hey! I got something that makes me want to shout. I got something that tells me what
Professor
it's all about.
Will Soon of Harvard is one of the top astrophysicists in the world. And he was on with Millie Weaver about 2 hours ago. We're having live coverage all day till past 10 o'clock tonight central as we cover Hurricane Irma as it makes landfall in Naples. It's now going up the coastline towards Tampa as a Category 3 hugging the coastline. So we've got the sun that's 1.3 million times bigger than Earth. We know it's electromagnetic radiation, not just its heat radiation. Effects goes into the core, bounces back off. We know thermal heat is less than 1% of the Earth's heat. The rest is the sun. And we know that there have been a lot of big earthquakes intensifying in the Pacific Rim, the Ring of Fire, you name it. Now, Stan Deo is a scientist, researcher, worked in classified areas with some of the top corporations, the government, as well as the FBI. And I remember hearing this guy 20 years ago with Art Bell, and he sounded credible, but I just couldn't believe, you know, the earthquake predictions until they kept coming true. Now, he was using government data that they had out on major sites. They took that down. He could still predict it with a lot of precision. And so I want to just get his take about, we know there's geoengineering going on, but they know how to kind of target things from our research that are already happening and just exacerbate it or make it weaker. But then you got the sun coming back out of a dormant cycle into a more prolific cycle. And then you see all the other Earth changes. But why do we see megastorms like 3 hurricanes right now? Irma, a week ago, 185-mile-an-hour winds, the only time it's ever been recorded in modern history, at 185 miles an hour. Why historically, even back with the, you know, ignorant savages could tell that when you had big storms, you also had earthquakes. They've lost over 90 people that we know of. Got to pray for those folks in Mexico. Strongest ever recorded in 100 years of seismographs down there. Now, finally, the LA Times is telling the public, get ready for a megaquake, even though they're many years overdue, according to Stan Deo. And I looked at his own research. Now, top seismologists and others agree with him. So I wanted to get Stan Deo on to give us his larger, encompassed, researched view on why these changes, including political, are all happening globally at the same time. And the Romans wrote about it. Just seemed like there'd be volcanoes and suddenly there'd be wars, or there'd be a big storm and there'd be a war. It all seems to go together. You got North Korea and the hydrogen bombs, and you've got, this quake that hit Mexico that's one of the biggest recorded in many, many years. I mean, just look at how huge it is compared to other big quakes that are happening. So Stan Deo, StanDeo.com, amazing author, filmmaker. I'm not going to go over his whole bio because we'll run out of time if we do. But we do have coming up, of course, astrophysicist and so much more to go over all this. Dane Wigington, absolutely on target about geoengineering, which more and more they're admitting is going on. So Stan Deo, thank you so much for taking time out with us on this Sunday evening.
Thank you for the invitation. I follow Dane's work, too. It's really quite exceptional. I've sent him an email here recently just to tell him how good I thought his research was, or is. You were mentioning about a biblical quote. Somebody sent me this yesterday in relation to what's happening with the hurricanes and the sun and stuff. Luke 21, 3 verses 25 through 28. You can read it, or I can read it for you, but basically it says that there's going to be seas, distress, waves in the seas roaring on the shores, distress in the sun, the moon, the stars, and the powers of heaven will be shaken, you know, like with probably.
Oh, I forgot. Probably. We've got record solar storms right now, too.
Oh, yeah, we've had 2 in the last 72 hours. One at a 8.2 occurred today and a 9.3 yesterday. And the spot that generated those is going to rotate around the sun in its normal rotation period of 28 days. But we're going to see it become Earth-effective or Earth-directed on the 30th of September through the 2nd of October. So people could be watching that to see what happens again. If we get a direct burst from the sun, it'll be like a halo coming at us of charged particles. It's called the coronal mass ejection. That could disrupt a lot of our electronics. Certainly, we expect some of the satellite communication.
A lot of folks are saying, even though it was pointed away from us, there's so much coming off from other ejections that aren't as big. That's why North Korea didn't test this ICBM.
Well, perhaps, you know, as I say, the guidance systems, the GPS monitoring systems that we have up in geosynchronous orbits are compromised by this to a degree. Most of them have been hardened, but they do warn you at NOAA and NASA that there might be some interruption to these things. And when you get that kind of an ejection, to be cautious of your GPS guidance systems, even in your car.
So what do you make of all this? Because we know they're trying to control the weather, but just like the Manhattan Project, they're keeping it quasi-secret. But now they're suddenly admitting a lot of it. And then you've got all these increased storms. I mean, you're a smart guy. You worked in black projects. We don't mean poor black neighborhoods. You worked in secret projects, Sandejo. What do you think is really going on here?
Well, look, in 1972, the U.S. government started drafting agreements with Russia to limit weather warfare, military uses of weather warfare. And it took them till 1978, 6 years, to get the stuff approved to the Senate. And that was, 45 years ago. And I saw that you had something on your website, you were showing it, about what you can read at the government sites about weather warfare.
Absolutely. In fact, they started it in 72, as you said, at Russia's insistence, because they knew we were doing it. They were doing it, too. Yep. In 78, they ratified it. Other countries ratified it. It is global law. The Department of Defense admitted their earthquake, tectonic, and weather weapon program by the Secretary of Defense in the U.S. Department of Defense press release. That was in 1997, April 28th. I've got that on screen. I mean, what's crazy is they admitted all the academics, but then tell us it's not happening. But we can also show folks the UN treaty. Keep going, Stan.
Okay. Well, the thing is, back then when they were designing the treaty and then eventually ratifying it, they were using stuff, say, in Russia, of spreading black hole dust about an inch thick over the snow in Siberia to modify how much heat was absorbed into the land there and thus affect the long-range weather forecasts or patterns over Alaska and northern United States and Canada. That was a very simple form of it. But as you know, Dr. Teller apply patents to put particulates like barium and various other metal powders in the atmosphere to either reflect or absorb energy from the sun. At that time, it was obvious to us that the sun was the major driver to global heating, not just warming, heating. And this has occurred in our past geological record so many times, it's not funny, long before humans were on the Earth with manufacturing complexes creating the heat they're talking about now. So this is not due to human effort, as you were saying. I agree. Of course, as you said, they're going to blame Trump for everything, but he's doing the right thing in telling the truth about what really is causing this global heating, and it's not totally being controlled by the Illuminati. Certainly, the technology does exist for steering huge hurricanes and tornadoes once they start, but it's not always easy for one power to start a hurricane. Because the huge amount of energy we're talking about, like 100,000 H-bombs, it's so big that we don't have the power to direct it. But we can take something that starts and help it move into an area of warming in the sea that will then accelerate it.
Exactly. They can put some English on it, like the sun rams the ball, the cue ball, but then we can kind of blow on it, maybe make it change course.
Absolutely. Yeah. So, you know, we've known for, several decades, probably four decades at least, that you can drop a powdered dry ice from an aircraft above a hurricane on one side and cause it to rain and to drop a lot of its energy into the ocean and then kind of peter out, not be as.
Well, that's what Ben Livingston, the father of weather weapons, is indisputable. He said with 15 aircraft, he can make it dump its water in the ocean.
Right. Yeah. I mean, why don't we do this? I mean, why didn't we do it now?
So why do you think? Is it's the 1978 treaty or what?
I wonder if it's conflict with President Trump's administration by the invisible government. I wonder if they could have done it, but they're doing it to put pressure on him. I mean, this is two hurricanes back to back. We're still cleaning up the other one.
And two more are coming.
Yep, absolutely.
Let's stay right there because, well, it's certainly backfired on them because Harvey brought us together in the middle of that race war they were pushing. So thank God Texans were so loving, including a lot of black folks saving white people and vice versa, which is beautiful. Stan Deo is an amazing researcher. Two more segments with him. Then Dane Wigington. I keep saying Wigington. It's Wigington. Geoengineeringwatch.org is going to be joining us with big new findings. Stay with us.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm
recommend everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextracts.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
You're listening to the antidote for fake news. It's Alex Jones.
Sometimes I feel like speaking of fake news, since I mentioned it earlier, we might as well play it. Remember Alec Baldwin, when they have him playing the part of the president, aliens have attacked, and he's playing the part of Trump, and he goes, look at these people, they're black, they're not humans, they're aliens, they're illegal aliens. You can't see it on talk radio, I'm describing. He's pointing at black people in the U.S. Army and saying, Alex Jones told me black people are bad. I mean, this is what they're doing on seven comedy shows and other programs like, Homeland, where the whole character running fake news and doing horrible things and staging terror attacks is me. And they say it's supposed to be me. And then now they got a whole new show on Comedy Central on top of all the others. And I'm not just bringing myself into this. They're scared of one thing. You, the listeners. They know I get people on like Stan Deo. They know I get Ron Paul on. They know I get Nigel Farage on. They know I'm one of the only guys who can get Matt Drudge on. They know that thinkers are listening. They know Trump listens. They know Putin listens. And it's not that I'm even that smart. I just ring the alarm bell and built a platform to cover real stuff where they're saying that they've got earthquake weapons. Secretary of Defense William Cohen, I'm going to read this to you in a moment, but I'm just saying, remember, it's not about defending me. It's about defending you. They have chosen me to be the symbol of the resistance along with Trump and then try to destroy me. But not my actual body. Create a fake Alex Jones, say horrible racist stuff out of its mouth, but hide behind, oh, it's just comedy. And then I get attacked and my family gets spit upon on the street. I get coffee dumped on my head by the drones. It's a minority of people of every race, color, and creed, but they've been brainwashed. So we're going to talk about the big earthquake that hit Mexico, Stan Deo's predictions and projections on that, because he's one of the top guys. But first, here's that clip. Just to show how 6 months ago they signaled this assault, and now it's here. Here it is.
Sir, where are you getting this information?
From a very reputable source.
What, the FBI, the CIA?
InfoWars, it's a radio show hosted by Alex Jones.
Sir, where are you getting this information?
From a very reputable
again,
source.
And right before that, he's pointing at black people saying they're not human. And he got that from Alex Jones. So I'm very proud of this. I wanted to fight him. I wanted to raise the alarm. I wanted to change things. I never thought I'd be singled out as, you know, there's Trump here, and then there's me right here. And then it's everybody else below that. I don't want to be the big kahuna. Okay, they're trying to destroy Stephen Bannon, too, because they see him right up there, and Matt Drudge. The point is, what is it, Stan Deo, they're so scared of? Why have they chosen me? Because you're a smart guy. I don't want to talk about myself here, but it's really getting crazy.
Why did they pick on you? It's probably because you're telling the truth. I've been amazed by what you've been able to get away with. We've talked about it behind the scenes and on the phone and stuff, but to be able to get it out there and to have the President of the United States listen is a marvelous thing. I tell you, I'm so glad that he's there, but I'm also sad that he's being picked on with so many things at once. It must be, you know, driving him crazy up there, trying to handle all these emergencies politically, geophysically, you know, astronomically. What a challenge. I hope he makes it.
It is crazy. I think that's the secret wasn't what I did. It's all the guests here, and it's our audience getting the news out and going to the Trump rallies and getting him all the stuff. Because he'd heard the show before, and he'd been on years ago. But it's true that when he sneaks off, he looks at InfoWars, he looks at Breitbart, he looks at Drudge. I mean, he didn't even know Arpaio was being sent to prison until he learned about it on Drudge from one of our articles. And then now they're flipping out about that. It just shows when you can get the info to him, it really has an effect.
That's the trick, is to be able to get through the wall built around him, you know, because it's all filtered. And if you can't get to him, then you go through social media and hopefully he'll pick it up with the tweets and stuff that come from that.
And that's why everybody's got a hammer at Trump, because they try to block all his supportive tweets below, but he now knows, because somebody told him on the phone, to dig down deep into there, and that's what's happening as well. Because I talked to the fellow that did talk to Trump months ago and explained. He goes, yeah, why I don't ever see all the popular and fun stuff and the funny things, and he loved reading all the stuff. He used to love the mail coming, too. You still get to him that way. They're trying to divert that, but I don't want to go off into Trump. It's just amazing to see how they try to compartmentalize us, and now they're compartmentalizing the president. And they bragged when he first got elected. They said, we're going to feed him false intelligence. We're going to totally sequester him. We're going to surround him. And they've done it.
They have. But anyway, we need to encourage him any way we can in the public media, social media. I hope he gets to hear that so that he's encouraged and not just totally depressed by all the people.
Absolutely. 93 plus dead is growing in Mexico. I don't have a little new numbers coming out. I think it's even higher than that. One of the biggest quake ever recorded, 8.1, 8.3. They're changing the numbers. What happened there, Stan?
Hey, I was watching that one. Just a kind of a comical note here. That's right near Oaxaca, where they grow all the agave plants to make my tequila, and I was really worried.
I love
okay.
You.
Yeah. Okay. Now, seriously, though, that is on a fault line called the Imperial Fault Line going up into Southern California. And that goes into the Salton Sea area. We think it's going to connect up shortly under a little lake there with the San Andreas Fault. But the San Andreas Fault is not an orphan. There are a lot of parallel faults to it, and I'm looking now every day at minor quakes, you know, not majors, minors, along the lower San Andreas, right where, just beneath Los Angeles at Costa Mesa. If we start seeing more of these little earthquakes pop, then I'm thinking we may see a Richter 6 to 7 down there, just like USGS is forecasting. They said probability is about 50 to 70% in the next 30 years sometime that we'll have that 6.5, 6.7 earthquake there, which may trigger other earthquakes parallel to it in the Costa Mesa region. But seeing all these, the flurry of them, the swarm of them up in Idaho at Soda Springs, is really kind of a puzzle because that's part of where Yellowstone started in its initial eruption, you know, by conventional wisdom over 1.2 million years ago. And it's part of the oldest part of the caldera, which hasn't been active, but now it is looking like on the edge of it, it's becoming active. And we know that Yellowstone is being monitored by the government. I personally talked to the geologists there. And, you know, they can't go on record because they're all sworn to secrecy inside the little paper during Obama's reign. But there are a number of super-sensitive seismometers they put in around Yellowstone and are monitoring them constantly down in Utah at the new computer center to keep an eye on the magma beneath. You've read, I'm sure, in the last week to 10 days where NASA suggested they go down and, you know, pump water down there to cool off the magma as a possible way to defuse it. But, of course, you know, the logical arguments are if you do that, you don't know what's going to happen. You may actually cause a supermassive steam phreatic type eruption from Yellowstone because you can't control the fractures around the hole you make to get the water down. You know, there's just a number of other issues about
Why is it all increasing right now? And I know from your research I heard 10 years ago on Coast to Coast AM, it's now mainstream news that there are many years, how many years overdue for a big earthquake in Southern California? And then suddenly now even the LA Times says get ready. So what's happening there?
Well, I think, you know, if I were in charge of the government and had this information, I knew it was going to happen, say, within 5 years or a year, whatever, I wouldn't just come out and blurt it out in the mainstream and say, okay, it's going to happen. Good luck. We can't handle you. We've got too many other emergencies right now. But, you know, get prepared. It would cause, you know, anarchy. And, you know, so I wouldn't do that. I would let the information sift out as, well, in the next 30 years, it looks like it's going to be an earthquake of such and such in California, and people might be well advised to get preparations made to keep a lid on the panic and the anarchy that could result. I mean, look at what's happened down in Florida over a hurricane that hadn't even hit yet, and they said, okay, we want you to evacuate the state. Well, immediately, Holly was plotting all the gas stations that were out of gas immediately.
People couldn't evacuate because the highways were clogged, the gas was out. It shows that with these big mega cities, there is no tenable plan. So what does that mean what happens when a big quake hits something like Southern California?
Well, people should get prepared now. They should have been prepared even before this with emergency rations, water, and whatever. Whether it's the earthquake or some local event, like today out in front of our house, a water main burst, and we didn't have water here. But, of course, we had emergency water prep in our home. Holly had that written about in the book. And we were quite comfortable and weren't inconvenienced. But if we hadn't done that, we'd have been kind of hanging out there waiting for them to get the water back.
But imagine the cascading events like this. As we're seeing, many countries now can't keep up. Even former industrialized nations are starting to crumble and have problems. What's happening?
There are a number of issues. I think the change in the weather, climate, whether it's man-made or the sun, I think it's the sun primarily, this is hitting our food supplies, and which hits the economy. And it's also radiating us when we have these CMEs with different types of radiation, and it makes people irritable, crankier. And we can see it when we go to the grocery store occasionally.
So I just asked the question. The Romans, the Japanese all noticed that during these times people would get more irritable. They didn't know why when storms were associated with it. Let's talk about that animal psychology straight all ahead, right? Ladies and gentlemen, with Stan Deo, standeo.com. And then we've got one of the top researchers coming on about geoengineering. Did they manipulate this hurricane, and did they have technology that could have killed it? Why aren't they doing that, as Stan Deo asked? Please tell folks to tune in.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.